Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Money Unlocked, How to Make It, Keep It, and Multiply It, by John Lee as a personal finance and wealth-building guide aimed at readers who earn money but lack a clear system for retaining, organizing, and expanding it. Lee writes from the standpoint of an entrepreneur, investor, speaker, and mentor whose public profile centers on business scaling, financial freedom, and practical wealth education. The book belongs to the self-development finance category, but its emphasis is less on budgeting alone and more on changing the way readers understand money as a tool, a system, and a form of leverage. Its stated purpose is to help readers distinguish income from wealth, reduce financial confusion, and develop habits that allow money to work for them rather than continually requiring active labor. The book combines financial mindset, cash management, entrepreneurship, and risk awareness into a practical roadmap for building greater control over personal and business finances. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, money is a system rather than a reward for labor. A central idea in Money Unlocked is that money should not be viewed only as the result of work performed. Lee frames money as a system that moves, compounds, and responds to decisions about ownership, leverage, risk, and allocation. This distinction matters because many people improve their income without improving their financial position. Higher earnings can disappear through lifestyle inflation, poor planning, debt exposure, or a lack of investment structure. By presenting money as something that can be directed rather than merely chased, the book shifts attention from effort alone to financial design. The practical implication is that readers must understand where money comes from, where it flows, and what mechanisms allow it to remain productive after it is earned. This approach also explains why the book addresses business creation and asset building alongside personal finance. Lee is not simply asking readers to save more. He is encouraging them to build systems in which earned income can be converted into retained capital, then into scalable or leveraged forms of wealth. Secondly, the difference between income, wealth, and financial freedom. The book repeatedly separates three concepts that are often treated as the same: income, wealth, and freedom. Income is money received, usually through work, business activity, or investment returns. Wealth is the accumulated and structured value that remains after money is earned, protected, and multiplied. Financial freedom is a further step, where a person has enough control, optionality, and recurring support from assets or systems that money is no longer dependent only on immediate labor. This distinction is important because a high income can create the appearance of success while leaving a person financially fragile. Someone may earn a great deal, yet still have no meaningful reserves, no long-term structure, and no ability to stop working without rapid financial decline. Lee uses this separation to challenge a common assumption that earning more automatically solves money problems. The book instead treats income as raw material. It becomes wealth only when it is managed deliberately, and it becomes freedom only when it creates durable choices. Thirdly, the 30-30-30-10 strategy as a framework for financial control. One of the book's most specific frameworks is the 30-30-30-10 money strategy. Described in available publisher materials as a system intended to protect, stabilize, and free a person's finances. Without relying on unsupported details about each allocation, the significance of the framework is clear. Lee wants readers to stop handling money reactively and begin assigning it to defined purposes. A percentage-based model can be useful because it scales with income. The same structure can guide a reader earning modest wages, running a growing business, or managing irregular entrepreneurial revenue. The larger principle is that money needs rules before emotion or urgency takes over. When every dollar is treated as available spending power, financial progress becomes accidental. When money is divided by function, it becomes easier to build reserves, manage exposure, invest consistently, and reduce stress. The 30-30-30-10 model, therefore, functions less as a narrow budgeting trick and more as a behavioral architecture for decision-making. Fourthly, wealth building through leverage, opportunity, and business scaling. Lee's perspective is strongly entrepreneurial, and Money Unlocked reflects that background by emphasizing leverage and scalable opportunity. The book positions wealth creation as something broader than working harder or increasing hourly output. Leverage can appear through teams, systems, capital, intellectual property, distribution channels, or businesses that are not limited to one person's daily effort. This is a major difference from basic personal finance books that focus mainly on expense control. Lee does not dismiss discipline, but he places it within a wider model of growth. The reasoning is that financial freedom requires some form of output that can expand beyond linear labor. For employees, this may mean learning to convert surplus income into assets. For entrepreneurs, it may mean structuring businesses so they create durable value rather than constant cash churn. The book's discussion of opportunity also implies that risk should not be avoided blindly. it should be understood, assessed, and used selectively when the potential return justifies the exposure. Lastly, a healthier relationship with money as a practical financial asset. Money Unlocked treats a person's relationship with money as more than a psychological side issue. Lee presents it as a practical factor that influences earning, spending, retaining, and investing behavior. If someone sees money as scarce, confusing, shameful, or temporary, that belief can shape decisions even when income improves. Such a person may avoid looking at numbers, overspend to relieve pressure, or fail to build systems because financial planning feels intimidating. Conversely, a healthier relationship with money can support patience, clarity, and consistency. The book's value here is in connecting mindset to mechanism. It does not frame wealth only as positive thinking. Instead, the mindset component supports specific actions tracking money, allocating it, protecting against unnecessary exposure, and seeking opportunities with clearer judgment. This balance helps explain why the book appeals to readers who want both confidence and structure. Emotional control around money becomes useful because it allows the reader to follow a plan rather than react to fear, excitement, or social comparison. In conclusion, Money Unlocked is best suited to readers who already sense that earning more will not be enough unless they learn how to retain and direct money with greater intention. It is likely to appeal to aspiring entrepreneurs, business owners, professionals with inconsistent cash flow, and readers who want a bridge between personal finance discipline and wealth-building strategy. The practical benefit is that it encourages clearer distinctions between cash flow, stored wealth, and genuine financial freedom while offering frameworks such as the 30-30-30-10 strategy to make money management less abstract. Its intellectual benefit is the reframing of money as a system of movement, leverage, and decision-making rather than a simple measure of effort or status. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out by combining money psychology with entrepreneurial thinking. It is not only about cutting expenses, and it is not only about ambitious business growth. Its distinctive position is the middle ground, making money, keeping it, and multiplying it through structured behavior, better financial definitions, and a more strategic view of risk and opportunity. Readers looking for highly technical investment analysis may need additional resources, but those seeking a practical wealth orientation will find its focus direct and accessible. If you would like to support John Lee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.